J-Lo threw a Bridgerton-themed birthday party over the weekend. She turns 55 on Wednesday. Her mom was there. Ben was MIA. Also over the weekend, Shiloh Jolie Pitt published an announcement in the LA Times saying she is going to drop Pitt from her last name. Our thoughts and prayers with Clint Eastwood, who lost his longtime partner, Christina Sindera. She passed last week at the age of 61. The Twisters movie debuted this weekend, and it did quite well in theaters, bringing in $80.5 million. The soundtrack was also out on Friday, and it features one of our favorites from Luke Combs' Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Over the weekend, he brought out the show's stars Glenn Powell, Daisy Edgar-Jones, and Anthony Ramos to shotgun a beer on stage with them. Congratulations to Patrick and Brittany Mahomes. They did a gender reveal over the weekend. Baby number 3 is going to be a girl. And teammate Travis Kelce, along with his brother Jason, have their own cereal coming next month. It's called Kelce Mix. It's a mix of General Mills' 3 biggest cereals, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. And finally, something good did come about from Ingrid Andress performing the national anthem at the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. There's been an increase in streaming of her music. And that's today's entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.